Is there any better feeling than being locked in?
No.
I'm gonna tell them motherfuckers out here that we're here to fucking win. This is my fucking time!
You gotta want it, you gotta work it, then you gotta win it. Now, how bad do you want it? Because if you want it bad enough, you go work it. If you do those two, you're gonna win.
It's like, I need to lock in. I gotta get good at this shit.
If you want it, it's out there for you. You can go ahead and take it. But it's like, you have to be a workhorse to want to do this.
You are aware that how much you need to lock in, though.
Oh, I'm locked in right now, though.
There's only one thing I dread, not to be worthy of my sufferings.
It's how you handle your sufferings. When you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery, or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering?
If you want what you're chasing, then you'll put the effort into that. It's just called discipline, guys. How bad do you want it?
Get back to fucking work. It's time to get back to work. Stop hearing yourself talk. Get off the podcast. Cut out all the fucking noise. Get back to the fucking mental lab.
That's on me. I have to own that moment. I gotta prove to myself I can overcome this, because now everybody else is doubting me, but I can't doubt myself.
It's the unseen work. That is why if people can make up a mission statement, an ethos in which they want to live by, and every morning you wake up, you hold yourself accountable to that mission, not a company's, your own. Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
But I think the main thing for me is I want to prove myself right. It's important for me that this battle against myself, I win, and I do prove myself that I was right about all these things.
This time is personal. I make it personal. It starts with me, and it ends right here. Everything in my life reads and eats this purpose that I have.
Every desire you have, it comes from within. And if there's a desire that comes from within, it means you have the ability to do it. And what happens is, when you know what you want, when you understand what you're after, when you know what your outcomes are, when you know what you desire, you wake up every single morning and you go after it.
I mean, speak for yourself. I am locked in.
Listen, if you are one of those individuals that's dedicated to their craft, want to do this, there are things that are going to have to take a back seat. Make sure you're all in. And that was one of Kobe's favorite words when it related to winning. You have to be obsessed with whatever your win is.
There's a choice that we have to make as people, as individuals. If you want to be great at something, it's a choice that you have to make. We all can be masters at our craft, but you have to make a choice. The inherent sacrifices that come along with that, family time, hanging out with your friends, being a great friend, there's sacrifices that come along with making that decision.
Just as important as what are you going to do is what are you prepared to sacrifice for it. Because, you know, if you need to stay late in the office 3 nights a week for the next 6 months so that your boss sees the work that you're doing, or so that you get more sales in, or so that you do whatever it is that you need to do, your training's probably going to take a hit.
Yeah.
And when you start to see your condition or your fitness depreciate over time, you can feel uncomfortable and say, oh, well, that shouldn't be happening. And then you take your eye off the ball of the thing that was supposed to be your thing for the next 6 months, and then go, I'll only stay late in the office one night a week, and I'll slot training in two more nights. You go, well, that wasn't the plan. The plan was put everything into this one thing, level myself up, and then play catch up with everything else to bring myself back up to baseline. So yeah, choose in advance what you want to suck at is like a really, really good tactic, because it helps you when other things start to slip. It stops it feeling like an error or a curse of some kind, and actually is like, oh, this is part of the plan. This was actually part of the plan. Part of the plan was I wouldn't get to see my friends as much, or my sleep would suffer, or my fitness would suffer, or my business would suffer because we've just had a kid or whatever. Like, I think that's important.
And that thing that sucks at the moment, it's not going to suck later on.
You can work to get anything you want, but you have to sacrifice the other things you want to keep it. And that's sometimes harder than the work.
what makes something hard? Like, just in and of itself, like, what actually makes something hard? Because habituation happens on both sides. And this is what I think is so fascinating, because it's like, okay, well, you know, I wanted this big thing to happen. I wanted the Rolls Royce. I wanted the Ferrari, whatever. Saved my whole life, and here I am, right? And I was happy for a week, and then all of a sudden, I got used to it, right? So I was like, why can't I habituate to the suck, right? Why can't I habituate to the suck? And the thing is that you do. The only thing is that what makes the suck keep sucking is what makes punishment effective, which is increasing intensity and variety. And so if you want to effectively punish someone, you can't just keep punishing them the same way. You have to increase intensity and change how you do it. And the beautiful thing is that life doesn't fight fair. And so life will change the intensity and will give you more variety. I mean, how many times have you been like, I didn't know life could suck in this way? So in thinking about that, it was like, okay, I think the reason that the hard persists is because the nature of the currency that you pay or that you exchange for the thing that you want changes. Because in the very beginning, you basically have to, like, you know, conquer your friends and family who tell you that this might be a bad idea. Okay, fine. You get over that. And then you have to conquer yourself in the most basic level of, like, I have to do something. Okay, so you start taking action. You start learning how to learn stuff, which is learning through failure. And you realize you're not going to die if you fail. It's just that the currency has changed. The currency that I'm paying. And so I'm very happy to pay the long hours currency. I'm very happy to pay the, what am I willing to give up in terms of social life? Like, that to me, I've habituated to that price. That's not hard for me. I don't even consider it a sacrifice anymore. Once you learn how to work, the work itself is self-reinforcing and you enjoy it. It's everything else that you didn't know you were going to have to sacrifice so that you could get back to working.
And here we start. Get the mind right, the body will follow. Tell the world, get a goal. And then day by day by day, you start to do that goal to make it the reality, guys. It's not guesswork. It's a science of intensity. And if you don't have the intensity, don't come in here. Everything in life that's worthwhile, every success in life, guys, is masked by temporary pain. Don't be a wannabe. Wanna be more. Wanna put the work in.
I knew that I was not going to be stopped. So you can't possibly become better than me because you're not spending the time on it that I do. Even if you want to spend the time on it, you can't. You have other responsibilities that are taking you away from it. So I already won.
Greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up.
I now see anything is possible and that you could train for anything. There's nothing you can't do. You can't be the best in the world at something, but you can be a lot better than you are at anything you want to put the time into learning, whatever it is. You could do anything. And that's a great feeling.
I think, God, what a great time in history to be alive, because this is a time in history where it's not enough to know. This is really a time in history to know how. And I've been at this long enough to know that 20 years ago, people didn't hear it like they hear it now. The information is readily available and people are realizing, kind of, if I have this dream, if I have this goal, how bad do I want it? And if they really want it, you sit down and you say, what would it be like to be super healthy, super wealthy, super in love, whatever it is? Like, you ask that question and your brain gets really creative. It starts getting this vision of the future, this possibility that you actually put yourself in this future reality. So the person comes out of their resting state and they make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that causes their body to respond to their mind. That their choice that they're making in that moment becomes a moment in time that they would never forget. They'll say to you, I remember the moment I made up my mind to change. And we could say then they're giving their body a taste of the future emotionally, and somehow they begin to embody whatever that future is, and now they begin to move in a different direction.
I'll ask, who wants zero happiness? Nobody raises their hand, all right? I said, who wants zero success? No one raises their hand, all right? And I go, who wants zero life? No one raises their hand. I said, who wants zero love? No one raises their hand. I said, what's the number on a perfectly balanced scale? It's a zero. It's an absolute zero. So I said, if you're trying to balance all those things, all the time, you're gonna end up with none of them. You're gonna end up with none of them. Now, I never want your scale to be tipped all the way this way, but then you have to decide where are things going to be.
But if you wanna win, it takes more than a pair of legs, all right? You win up here.
Something has to happen, though, to kick this into gear. And taking the initiative and really jumping on this and taking action, which is going to put you way outside of your comfort zone. The question is, how bad do you want it? Do you want it bad enough to get outside your comfort zone and do things you've never done, become a person you've never been before? If so, then yeah, there's a lot of potential here.
You've talked to the Michael Jordans and Kobe Bryants of the business world, and every single one of them, no matter how many times they've done things over and over and over again, there's always been a little bit of fear.
We've been inspired, we've been motivated, but now is your moment, right? Now is your time. Now's the time where the talking is done. Now is the moment where you gotta make a decision. And the decision is simply this. Are you ready to take the next step? Are you ready to start the new chapter? Are you ready to go and build a legacy? Are you ready? Are you ready? And listen to me when I tell you, you got to ask yourself this question. Because what I don't want you to leave just being hyped up. I want you leaving here transformed. Listen, no more stressing. That's it. I'm not about to let you stress anymore. The stress about the new coming year, the stress about going to school, the stress about those grades. I'm not about to let you stress. No, that stress is over. Now is the time for you to stand up. Now is the time for you to make your mark. Now is time for you to get fueled up. Yeah, I want you to get mad. I want you to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. I want you to get sick and tired of being average. I want you to get sick and tired of failing over and over again. I want you to get mad. Yeah, I want you to get so mad. I need you to get fired up. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because now is your time.
How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward. And if you do, that dream is given birth. And forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to ever find that dream again. How bad do you want it?